Sarah Bernardo, and you're listening to Ansley Dennis on The Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
And the time has gone, 8.30 a.m. this morning. And we have the lovely Izala on at Alive 90.5, dialing in all the way. Izala, correct, from the Gold Coast?
Sorry, from the Gold Coast.
Awesome. Now, Izala, I'm just going to give the listeners a bit of an intro like I love doing about you because I'm absolutely in awe with what you do. Now, Izala is a vibrant young singer, songwriter from the sunny shore of Queensland's Gold Coast. Following a musical theatre career, she played the role of Matilda in Matilda the Musical and in 2018 then moved from stage to studio. During 2018 and 2019, she made numerous trips to LA and New York to work with some of the world's best producers and writers for international giants such as Eminem, Justin Bieber, Maroon 5, Dua Lipa, Celine Dion, and Kylie Minogue. And early in 2020, Izala released No Hard Feelings, co-written with Lars Pisapato of Dua Lipa, and in June released Stop, produced by Constantine Kirstie, producer of The Tones and I Chart Busting Dance Monkey. Now, back in home in Australia, Izala has appeared on three major TV networks, and in January 2020, Izala became the first Australian to release an Indonesian language song, attracting enormous media attention throughout that country. She's also a finalist in the high-profile Gold Coast Women of the Year Awards, and she's a finalist in the teen section of Unsigned Only Musical Competition in 2020, the largest competition of its kind in the world, attracting over 7,000 entries from 104 countries. Izala, that is just amazing. I'm just gobsmacked when I read out your
thank you
your bio. Now, first up, I've been listening to your music and I've got a song called Stop that you've written. This to Stop, and we're also going to feature Friends Like Hers. What is Stop awesome. All about? Yeah,
I wrote Stop. Well, a stop got made last year, about May, and everything had to be pretty chill because I couldn't go over to LA and New York to record like I normally do. And last year was like the first year in my whole life that I haven't traveled to do work and stuff. So yeah, I went down, so literally in the recording studio, it was just me and Con, which is the producer. We just did the song. I went down to Brisbane for it. And yeah, it was, we just followed all the COVID safety rules and it turned out pretty well. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, we did the music video, and a few weeks after that, the song got released. So, yeah.
Awesome. Love it. So I'm going to bring the listeners first up, Stop, and then we're going to have a chat about your new release that you've just done, which is Friends Like Hers. And keen to understand what inspired you to write that song, what message you have. Now, first of all, I have not covered this off for everybody out there. How old are you?
I'm 14.
You are 14 years old. Wow, you've got such a big road and journey ahead of you. I'm just in awe with what you've achieved in such a short period. Definitely we want to see and hear more of you. This is Izala.
Yeah, I hope so.
Definitely. Hope so. Well, Izala, first up, let me bring you Stop. Also, for everybody out there, this recording will be available within the next, it normally takes a few days, but we normally get a podcast. And then on Alive 905, we actually have the recording and the podcast for everyone to listen back to again, which is
awesome.
Exciting. Awesome. So this is your first song, Izala, called Stop, that I'll bring the listeners and encourage everyone to enjoy. So just on this, how would you describe the genre of music?
My genre of music is mostly pop, and I love doing pop music, but I love exploring the type of music there are to explore. I would say mostly pop, yeah.
Awesome. So this is Stop. Enjoy.
I don't want no drama, so I know I've gotta make sure I don't raise the score. So please quit your talking or I'm gonna start walking and then I'm gonna close the door. Act like you're so innocent, but I know the fact is you're just kinda mean and shallow. I'm gonna have to leave and do things solo. If you ain't never gonna get the memo, go please stop. Could you play it cool? Cause if you can't, then I might just be done with you. So stop, you wanna bully me? Then I'ma go ahead and turn the other cheek. Ever heard of karma? Here's my armor, here's my golden rule. So stop, could you play it cool? Cause if you can't, then I might just be done with you.
don't divert me, cause I know they're just skin deep. I think you're pretending when you say it's ending, cause I know by now your silly talk is cheap. You act like you're so innocent, but I know the fact is you're just kinda mean and shallow. You're gonna have to leave and do things solo if you ain't never gonna get the memo. Girl, please stop, could you play it cool? Cause if you can't, then I might just be done with you. So stop, you wanna bully me? Then I'ma go ahead and turn the other cheek. Ever heard of karma? Hurts my armor, hurts my golden rule. So stop, could you play it cool? Cause if you can, then I might just be done with you. Stop.
Stop by Azella, and what an amazing song that was. Love it. Absolutely.
Thank
love
you.
It. Love the beat. You know, when you listen to that vocals, actually, I would never say a 14-year-old singing that song. Just FYI.
I recorded that when I just turned 13, I think.
Wow. Now, just I'm absolutely amazed. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
So let's have a chat about your next one up, which is Friends Like Hers. This is just recently released. What is this song all about?
Yeah, so basically, I wrote this song during lockdown, and I really wanted to write something true to the heart and something that could be really relatable to everyone, because I felt like so many people were getting disconnected from each other, and I just felt like I wanted to write something relatable so that people could listen to it and be like, yeah, I get that. I'm going through it as well. Yeah, so I wrote the song, and then I literally just did a demo vocal onto my laptop, and then my parents seemed to really like it, and so did my producers. So we went forward with the song, and the producer said it was great and it was amazing. And like, and then my parents loved it as well. So we decided to go forward with it. And then early January, we recorded the music video, and it just all went from there. And then we released the song, and it's doing pretty well so far.
Great. Excellent. Now, I'm keen to understand, because you've mentioned two things now. You've said that you've written songs during COVID. What was that like? It must have, I mean, a lot of people actually just back off during COVID, and it's hard to just get out and get your music out and its impact to you. But you seem to have flourished through the whole COVID, writing music and just being focused. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was definitely like, I can't lie and say that it was easier, but yeah, it was definitely much harder because I couldn't go to LA and I couldn't go to New York to go meet up with my producers and some co-writers and stuff and my manager. So yeah, it was definitely challenging, but here I decided to make the most of my time and I just wrote songs. I couldn't do any publicity. I couldn't do any media. I couldn't have interviews or meetings over there because literally in the past, before COVID hit, early 2020 and 2019 before that, I went on about 32 planes in 1 year, which is definitely very tiring. But yeah, it was definitely, it gave me a breather last year while it was all happening, because I just had to sit at home and just write songs, which I made the most of my time, I can say.
Great. Now, what message do you have for young listeners wanting to pursue a career in music?
I would definitely say that it doesn't come overnight. And it took me a while to understand that when I was 11, because I started going to LA, New York when I was 11 years old. I literally had just turned 11, and then I thought that me doing this, I'd be like, oh, first trip to LA, oh yeah, definitely going to make it. But yeah, it doesn't come easy, and you got to just stick to it, because no matter how hard you try, as long as you try hard enough, it'll pay off at the end.
Right. And before I play the song and say goodbye to you, I'd love to know, what is next on your bucket list?
Well, definitely, I definitely want to, I'm keen for this COVID thing to calm down a bit, because I'm really keen to get to LA and New York and get some new songs and have some more meetings and stuff and meet people in real life finally. And yeah, I want to keep manifesting into things, and I want to keep writing songs, and I want to keep looking up at my idols and just in picture being like them. Like, my idols, people like Niall Horan, he's like my biggest idol of all time, and I just want to be exactly like him when I grow up and when I'm older. So yeah, just keep pushing for everything. That's what I'm gonna try to do this year.
Excellent. Well, I must say, thank you so much for joining us here at Azalea.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really love having you. We're going to be playing the listeners' friends like hers. And as I said, thank you so much. This will be available as a podcast after, if you can just give me maybe 48 to 60 hours, normally get it done. And then it's on Alive905's website under my segment on a Wednesday. You can have a look and listen to the podcast, but I will also share it on social media. Just one last question. How can people, what social media forums are you on? Where can people find your music?
They can find my music on all social media platforms, every single one, Spotify, Apple Music, just every single thing. And if they want to look at my music videos on YouTube and socials, all at Azalea Official.
Excellent. Well, this is Friends Like Us. Thank you so much for waking up so early. I know it's probably only 7:44 there in...
Oh, good. It's not early. I wake up this early anyway.
Oh, yes. You have to go to school.
I'm homeschooled now, but I just wake up early so I can write songs in the morning.
Oh, awesome. Great. Well, Azalea, thank you so much. This is Friends Like Us. Thank you. And thank you to your parents for allowing you to come on the show, and also your
your
promotions company, Frank Vassara, as well for introducing us. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up next, we have Friends Like Us by Azalea.
In my head, never end, alone again. I need real friends. I love the way that they care for her and how they're always there. I wish I had someone there. Someday, in the right time, I know that I'll find friends like hers. I've been counting all the days till I found the ones that I deserve. I'm just searching for friends like her. I'm just searching for friends like hers. Call you first, and they'll be there when it hurts. I wish I had friends like hers. I love the way that they care for her. Someday, in the right time, I know that I'll find rest.
friends like hers. I'm still searching for friends like hers.
That was Friends Like Hers by Azalea. And what an amazing, amazing individual Azalea is. I'm just inspired by the fact that she's 14 years old and I can see her really making a big name for herself here in Australia. Just the talent that she has at such a young age and the music she's bringing to the table. I'd love to see her take out Voice or Australia's Got Talent. She's going to go places. Really, I'm putting right now, if I could buy shares in her, I would invest in her. She's amazing, absolutely amazing artist.